Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We start a new chapter today, Babu Bayani Ma Yajuzu Min Al-Kizb, the chapter on the type of untruths, the type of lies that are lawful. Here we understand something from all the different hadith we did, that lies is such a bad thing, such an evil thing, such a bad thing, such a disliked thing, that it is not allowed under all circumstances. It's not allowed. But there are certain times, certain exceptions made. Like to every rule, you get an exception. So just as an exception, it is allowed, not as a rule. And that too we did under the three circumstances when it is allowed. That when a person in the time of jihad, at the time of war. Or number two, when a person is trying to reconcile between two parties. Now he may say an untruth. Why? Because it's for a broader perspective. It is for a greater benefit where these two parties, where he starts speaking good to one party, relating about another party, and he does the same on the other side. And the third is where if husband is praising the wife or something that he's saying to make her happy. Sometimes that food may have a little bit less salt in it. It may be not tasting nice, but just to make her happy, he says the food is very tasty. He likes it. So in other words, to create extra muhabbat between the two. So it also teaches us something else, that muhabbat, love, unity amongst the believers is such an important thing, that lies being such a detested thing is allowed for that purpose only. So it shows us how, what a great purpose that is, to bring two people together, to create love, to create muhabbat. So this is something that is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here this chapter is explaining under which circumstances is these untruths, these lies allowed. So here, remember something, some of this explanation as we go on. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi was Shafi'iyul Mazhab. In other words, he was following the Shafi Mazhab. So certain things were allowed by them, but according to the Hanafi Mazhab is not allowed. As we're going, we'll explain. So he says, although lying is essentially prohibited, it is permitted in certain situations with certain preconditions, which I've explained in Kitabul Azkar. In brief, speech is a means for attaining certain objectives. See, when a person speaks, it is for a certain objective. There is no such thing as a person just speaking unnecessarily. This is unbecoming of a Muslim. He just says anything, he just wants to say something to pass time. This is not how a Muslim behaves. When he says something, it is for an objective. There is a reason why those words are leaving the mouth, as we did the ayah of the Quran. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word that is coming out, there is one guard that is there, that is recording. He is taking notes of what is being said. So a Muslim is very, very careful of what he says. So yeah, this is what he's saying, that words are said for to attain certain objectives. If any praiseworthy objective can be achieved without lying, then it is forbidden to lie. So if that objective can be achieved without speaking an untruth, then it is also still haram to say any untruths. If any praiseworthy objective, now this is where the Shafi Mazhab, it differs from our Mazhab. If any praiseworthy objective can be achieved, okay, this part is correct. If it can only be achieved by lying, then lying will be permissible. According to Imam Shafi rahmatullah, if some praiseworthy objective can be achieved, then in that case, lying will be permissible. According to the Hanafi Mazhab, that under all conditions it's not permissible except for those three that I have mentioned. Anyway, moving on. If the achievement of that objective is lawful, then lying will be lawful. If the achievement of that objective is wajib, then lying will be wajib. So if a Muslim conceals himself from a tyrant who wants to kill him or take away his property, and he conceals his property and another person is asked about him, it is now necessary to lie to conceal him. Similarly, if he has a trust in a position and a tyrant wants to take it away, it is necessary to lie in order to conceal it. And here again, this is explaining the difference that exists. Anyway, the gist of this discussion is that in a situation where a person has to say something, so ulama will explain that where a person sometimes to save his life, to save his wealth, to save the honor of the Muslim next brother, what should he do? So now it goes on to explain the most cautious and best approach is for him to utilize toria. Toria is a means to utilize such words which are not lies in relation to him, but it may appear to be lies on the face of it. Even if he avoids toria and tells a lie in such a situation, it will not be forbidden. I'll give you examples of what this is. Scholars prove that the permissibility of telling an untruth is in such a situation, as based in the hadith of Ummu Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, the person who strives to reconcile between people by causing good or saying good is not a liar. Here again we explain that this, under this circumstances, it is allowed. Now, what is the meaning of Toria, where it is better to use Toria? Toria is like what we normally refer to as a white lie. A person will make a statement, he is intending something else, but the statement is giving outwardly a different meaning. So for example, in the time of the mutiny in India, Hazrat Maulana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, so people had complained to the British at that time that he is keeping arms, he's keeping swords, etc. And now this was seen as something as going against the state. So it was something that was very serious. So in those days what they would do is they would have quick kangaroo courts. Magistrate would be called, they take a decision, and a decision would be taken now to lock the person up, to arrest him, etc. So now they had the situation where a complaint came against a great personality like Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. So the verdict was given that he needs to be arrested. So now when the British had come there to his place, they had seen him, and at that time he had a tasbih in his hand, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they saw him, they said, we heard that you got swords here, you got hatyars here. And so immediately he picked up, as he's making tasbih, he picked up his tasbih. He said that this is our hatyar, this is our sword, this is our weapon, this tasbih. So in other words, outwardly he's saying something that gives them the impression that this is what he's talking about. But inwardly he knew what he was saying. That yes, it's not really a lie, because it can be likened to a sword. This tasbih of ours in itself is a weapon of a believer. So then just at that time also, so now they got a little bit confused. They look at the simple man here, he's making tasbih and he's saying, yeah, this is our hatiyah, this is our tasbih. Then one another musalli was walking past and he saw all that action. He came there. He said, hey, you're going to lock this man here up. He is the muazzin of the masjid. In other words, he calls people to the masjid. He didn't really mean that he's the muazzin giving the azan there. What he meant was he's calling. So outwardly he's giving a certain impression, but reality is something else. So these are the better words to use. Why? Because lies is such a detestable thing. Even in a situation like this, a person should try to use such words that can be given some explanation and some expression. It's not directly and clearly a lie. There's another incident of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib used to stay there in the Chatti Masjid in Deoband. So they had come to know of him and they wanted to arrest him. So now he was a very, very great personality, very senior alim. At that time it was very, very difficult also. So when they had come, this was all happening at the time of the mutiny in India. So they had come there and they were given information that he was staying in the masjid. So when they came, they saw one person sitting there. And this is the simplicity of our seniors, our kabir. The simplicity deceived many, many people. Therefore also sometimes ulama explained to us, sometimes when we look at the work of Dawat and Tabligh, for example, that don't be deceived with the simplicity. In its simplicity is its beauty, and in its beauty is its power. So the simplicity sometimes mustn't deceive us. So when these British had come there, they expected to see somebody of his caliber. Imagine such a senior person, the Bani day of Darul Ulum Deoband, they thought they'd see somebody with like a suit, with a shalwar, somebody with an amama, sherwani. So they'll see somebody well-dressed person, they'll find with nice shoes, etc. When they came there, they saw one person with a lungi, with a vest. And they're looking, they got a little bit confused. So they asked him, they thought maybe this person is like a cleaner or he's a worker there. So they asked him that we're looking for Maulana Gangohi, we're looking for Maulana Qasim Sahib Nanoti rahmatullah alayhi. So look at this story, and I'm just showing you how our Kabir, they were so careful that not one untruth, not one lie must come out of their mouth. Yet their lives were at stake. Their lives and their wealth and everything was at stake at that time. Their honor, they could have been locked up. They would have been so difficult for the Muslims when a great senior alim like that is locked up. But look at how intelligent and how careful they were. Not one lie must come out of my mouth. So what he did was he took a few steps away. Where he was standing, and they had asked him that we're looking for Maulana Qasim Nanoti rahmatullah alayh. He took a few steps away and he's telling them, he was here just now. He was here, he pointed to the spot where he was standing. He said, he was here just now, but I'm not sure where he's gone. He was here just now. So they understood that he is some other person, not him. But he was worried that he mustn't speak a lie, so he took a few steps away. He pointed to the spot. He said, just now he was here. And he went away. That's what he said. He was here just now and he went away. So now this shows us also how careful we have to be as far as our words are concerned. This confused them completely and they also went away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of speaking those things that are correct, those things that will bring love and muhabbat in the hearts of people, those things that will unite us, and those things that will help us on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.